Among the little-known stories of what happened in the air on September 11th, when 4,500 planes were forced to land and end their flights that morning, is the tale of Korean Air Flight 85. The plane was on its way to refuel in Anchorage, Alaska, with 215 people aboard. The pilots issued a message that was mistaken for a hijack alert just as they neared the U.S. coast. The military even discussed the possible need to shoot Flight 85 down. Alan Levin reported the story for USA Today.
Flights often send text messages back to their airline bases. And in this particular case, the Korean pilot sent a message that included the letters HJK, which is an abbreviation for hijacking, and apparently it's the type of thing that a pilot would secretly put in there if he wanted to warn people on the ground that he was hijacked. Now, the airline insists that this message was totally innocent. They were just discussing the hijackings that had occurred that day. But when officials back in Maryland went through and read all these text messages that had been sent that day, this one jumped out at them, and they thought perhaps they had another hijacking on their hands.
So then what happened?
The FAA notified the military and also passed word to the Anchorage Center, the Anchorage Air Traffic Center. When it reached the Anchorage Center airspace, controllers began to query the plane in an attempt to determine if it was hijacked. Now, the Korean pilots inexplicably indicated that, yes, they were hijacked.
They gave a code, which I gather is 7500 or something like that?
Yes. All the FAA radars were now automatically picking up a signal that indicated this plane had been hijacked.
Now, have the pilots since then, you know, almost a year, have they discussed this? Have they said what happened?
We were not able to speak to the pilots. I did speak to officials at Korean Airlines, and things were very tense over the airwaves that day. There had been a dispute a few minutes before between a pilot who didn't want to divert but was ordered to do so by the FAA, and it's possible the pilots felt that in that atmosphere they had received an order to set their transponder to 7500, that it was not a question, it was an order.
There were planes that began to tail this plane, and at what point did military officials, government officials decide to take action to possibly shoot this plane down?
The military sent fighters when they first received word about the text message. When the tension really ratcheted up, though, was when the jet neared Anchorage. The military said, we do not want it close to Alaska's biggest city, and we also do not want it to come near to the Alaska pipeline. So they ordered the FAA to turn the plane, and the military let it be known that if they didn't turn the plane, that they would have to shoot it down.
To what extent did evacuation procedures really get underway in Anchorage, at the pipeline, and so forth?
Well, in Anchorage, they initiated evacuations of government buildings and some of the large hotels. Those evacuations were relatively short-lived. However, at the pipeline, the evacuation was taken very seriously, and the Coast Guard ordered all the tankers that had been filling up with oil at Valdez, which is where the pipeline ends, the Coast Guard ordered all those tankers out to sea and out of the harbor.
The plane did end up landing in Whitehorse, which of course is very far away in the Yukon Territory. Did the 215 people on board ever have any idea what had happened?
That's a good question. I haven't interviewed any of the people on board. I know that some of them were a little upset at being sent to such a remote location, and I also think that they probably had no idea there were fighter jets behind them.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Hope I helped.
Alan Levin is a reporter with USA Today. He spoke with us from McLean, Virginia.